AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Ganamos?
Ganamos.
Solo voy con mi pena.
I don't want to say that I'm a little concerned, Matt, but I'm a little concerned. If we could stop the show for a moment. I'm sorry, Ronnie. Be ready to start it again. Well, we were doing our extensive show prep, and nobody preps like us, right?
Nobody.
I got these texts, and I'm just going to read them to you. One says, Vic is literally crying and hoarse. He, 26 minutes into his should-be seven-second haiku, he's going to be a paperweight on your show today. Shame on him for his S prediction. This one says, Fred is literally demanding Vic let out a primal scream.
Oh, no.
These atrocities will not stand. This one says, dude, is Vic crying on air? Rogan and Rodney got him tripping. This one says, Vic is on another level today. He's crying on Rogan and Rodney. This must be discussed. And this one says, Vic is professing his great love for Mookie Betts and weeping. I can't wait to hear what he says about the Dodgers on your show. So with that in mind, let's start the show. Again. You know, the intro. Right?
That's an interesting look. I didn't hear it, so it's interesting to have you read that. Get to the bottom of it right now.
It's like somebody comes on and their face is flushed. You're like, wait, you're just out in the wind, or what's going on? Our torments also may, in length of time, become our element.
Gong it out, Vic. Hey, gong it out. Going out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. There he is, horse from a haiku that lasted a half hour.
Half hour haiku.
We have got a full 4 hour Petros and Money show ahead. It is a celebration Friday as we will go 4 hours talking Dodgers advancing to the NLCS, knocking out those Giants in the fifth and final game up there at Oracle Park. But we must mention, at 5 past the hour, just 5 minutes into this four-hour production, that it is a Frogman Friday.
To the sea! To the sea! The white gulls are crying. The wind is blowing.
Frogman?
The white foam is flying.
Frogman.
Frogmen.
Petros and Money Show, we celebrate the men of the sea and the women.
Frogmen.
Men like Greg Crumb that keep us safe.
Frogman.
Coast Guard.
Frogmen.
All frogmen.
Frogmen.
Sexually forward mermaids, we embrace them all.
Frogmen.
We also...
Frogman loves his mother.
Yeah.
Frogman loves your
food. We also embrace the greatness of the one and only Mike Nelson, played by Lloyd Bridges in our favorite show ever, Sea.
Suddenly an anchor came crashing down from topside, missed me by inches. A man in the anchor line grinned at me playfully. It wasn't funny. Underwater is no place for practical jokes. If I could have talked, I'd have chewed him out right there.
Todd Lights!
13-5? What are you, nuts? We still gotta take that Florida, man. You know what that's like these days? You got the Navy everywhere. You got frogmen. You got the EC2s with the satellite tracking. You got the Bell 209 assault choppers up the ass. We're losing one out of every nine loads. That's no duck walk anymore, let me tell you. Forget about money. What do you suggest that's reasonable?
Dieter Ruhl, who was at King's Open at night last night, finish it off.
Lawyer!
Dodgers. Go Dodgers.
Dodgers, Dodgers, go Dodgers. Dodgers, Dodgers, go Dodgers.
Dodgers, Dodgers, go Dodgers.
Dodgers, 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 Dodgers.
Doyers, Doyers,
Doyers, Doyers, Doyers.
And what a show we have set up for you today on this Frogman Friday. We're Frogman. Happy to be with you on AM 570 LA Sports. We know that Oral Hershiser will join us.
That's the truth.
In the very next segment, the great Dodger himself and from Spectrum Sportsnet LA. We know Eric Dickerson will be joining us in our second hour. Dave is in the air, Matt.
So that is an efforting. We are efforting Dave. He is traveling with the team now. He was on the field. Oh, his tweet had so much traction before the Dodgers could post the official John Suhu photo. Dave usurped that power and posted it. And damn, did it get traction because he is boots on the ground. He is right there. Effort is right. So as long as that team plane, the charter lands, Dave is off the bus. Somewhere comfortable. Oh, he actually doesn't give a damn about talking to us on the bus. He is he's good that way. So hopefully we'll catch up with Dave as game one of the NLCS is tomorrow, 5:07 p.m., 4 o'clock pregame. Dodgers on deck, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck with Tim Cates. 5:07 first pitch, game one, game two will be Sunday right here. What a time. What a time to be your home of the Dodgers. Come AM on. 570 LA Sports after knocking out the Giants in a game five last night.
And Vic? Can you explain your earlier demeanor on the air? Have you pulled it together, or what's going on over here?
I'm currently in the euphoric state, along with all Dodger fans. I don't even want to think about the ATL. I want to bask all day today in one of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life of time and space. Of course,
really,
absolutely. With what's at stake, two incredible seasons coming to an insane climax in the casa of the hated ones.
You didn't
ones?
Feel like it was a bit of an anticlimax there at the
Not
end?
At all.
I mean, it's great to see the Dodgers moving on, but to call it the greatest baseball game ever played, I think is a little bit...
There wasn't a lot of offense out there.
A little bit of a prisoner of the moment, maybe, Vic. Maybe the four walls closing in, getting bigger. You're paranoid, sleeping with your finger on the trigger.
Well, not at all. You know, pitching always wins championships.
Not at all.
I mean, that's a well.
It's an old adage. You're absolutely
mantra,
right, Vic.
But it's truth. It is la verdad. And Wilmer Flores, I just want to put, you know, all things to rest on the check swing. Wilmer Flores, the only way he was going to get a hit off the magnificent Max Scherzer was in some peyote-induced state rambling around Haight-Ashbury. He was 0 for 12, I believe, with 8 strikeouts against Scherzer in his...
0 for 17. You know,
whatever it was, he was never going to hit Scherzer. And again, it's baseball, man. Check swings. You can't review it. It's baseball. That's the way it is. We won beautifully. What a clean, well-played game.
What do you say
insane.
To the people of the Bay Area, Vic, that want to put another asterisk next to the Dodgers championship if they win one because of that call from last night? These people in the Bay Area were up all night showing their ass on Twitter. People like our own fully functional employee, Adam. What do you have to say about those people trying to step on your tears of joy that you're trying to let flow?
Let them flow.
Freak out, Frisco. Freak out, Azul in five. It was destiny. We are the team of destiny. You know, not the hated ones. The hated ones had a wonderful run. But the run's over because you ran into your world champion Dodgers. Again,
pretty tight.
Pretty tight series.
I mean, they shut them out twice, Vic. They shut them out twice.
Well, Logan Webb's an animal. And Logan Webb's an animal. And I don't say that with love. I say that with, you know, respect. He's only, what, 25? He's a great pitcher. I mean, postseason, his first postseason, totally clutch. But you know what? We have three great pitchers.
Imagine the size of that face when he's 30.
Oh, so fat.
Right?
Fattest
he's
face
like the,
out
he's
there.
He's like the lead singer for Smash Mouth. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Just retired. Recently retired, citing mental and emotional problems.
Bay Area, by the way.
Yeah, he threatened San Jose. Yeah, he threatened to kick someone's punk bitch ass at a concert recently, a heckler. Now, I don't know why you show up to heckle Smash Mouth. I mean, it's in the name.
You're at Smash Mouth.
And he said he's going to kill the guy. And then afterwards, he's like, you know what? This has been too much for me. You know, it's a lot like that.
I can't take the heckling anymore.
What was it? What did we see Color Me Bad? Or what was it where the guy came out and did, just got pummeled by the other guy? He pushed him off the stage. And then he was like, okay, I'm leaving Color Me Bad.
I think it was Color Me Bad.
Yes.
And that guy's got some mass behind him, too, the lead singer of Smash Mouth. He's a bigger guy.
Yeah, he's pretty big. Same with the Color Me Bad guy. He gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Let's hear the final call from last night. And you're calling this the greatest baseball game ever played, Vic?
I'm calling it the greatest baseball game between the Dodgers and the hated ones ever played in their more than 130 years of rivalry.
Okay, that's what we're saying.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
0-2. Scherzer to Flores. Just outside. He went around. Strike three. Gabe Morales, the first base umpire. The Dodgers are going to the National League Championship Series. These two teams won 109 games coming into this one. One game separated them in the standings. One game separates them in the National League Division Series, and one run separates them. The Dodgers win 2-1. In a remarkable game, in a remarkable season. My goodness, it was unbelievable. What a way to finish. Scherzer out of the pen for the save.
Two remarkables and an unbelievable from Charlie Steiner.
That one caught him by surprise.
Yeah.
Clearly, Vic, that one caught Charlie by surprise, which I think is what we're getting at. We wish the Dodgers could have really basked in the glory of this victory as they so deserved. Instead, they got to deal with all the BS fallout because it was an absolutely horrible call by Gabe Morales at first base.
That didn't win the game for the Dodgers.
It didn't. I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just saying it sucks for them that they can't celebrate
properly.
Check
swing's not going to win the game for you.
If that's the call,
lose the game.
If that's the call of the ending of the greatest Giants-Dodgers game of all time, I don't know, Vic. It just doesn't seem like that's the greatest. I mean, it was a great thing for the Dodgers. They're moving on to take on the Braves. Great thing for Don Martin. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-cha-cha-ching.
That's right.
But as far as, like, the greatest contest in the rivalry, to have the ending be like, what? He went around? He went around? And then after 109, I mean, come on, Vic. You don't want to revise that after hearing the awkward nature of just the way the game ended, Vic. You don't want to revise that statement.
Well, for me, the moment was is Bellinger's single in the ninth.
Oh, that was a beautiful moment.
Two
outs.
Beautiful
moment.
Well, do we have that?
I mean, that to me was the
now we're talking,
that was the moment.
Now we're talking.
As Bellinger goes from devastation to hope, from exile to freedom.
And you called it, Vic. You called it. You called it.
I love Belly. You know I love Belly. I've loved Belly. I know he learned a lot from the slump and the funk, and I knew he was ready. He was an MVP just 2 years ago. You don't forget how to perform in a year. He just had, you know, injuries and this and that and all the mishigas he went through. And he came out the other side, you know, like the Squid Game, like the dude, you know, in the Squid Game.
Good
man.
Reference. Oh, everybody's talking
alert.
Squid Game now.
Some of us haven't seen it, Vic.
Strong.
He went
alert.
Through the Squid Game, man. He went through the Squid Game and came out the other side with
Vic, $38 million.
Oh, I religiously.
You have? Like, you've actually seen it. You don't just realize
every
it's
every
like
episode,
a
money. Okay. I saw it on one weekend. I don't binge watch.
You binge Squid.
I couldn't take my eyes off it. It's an unbelievable series.
A lot of those Giants fans, like Colin Yee and fully functional employee Adam around here, were showing their ass.
A punk bitch. Punk bitch ass.
Here's the Cody Bellinger Squid Game call.
Here comes a 1-2 from Duvall. Lines one in the right center field for a base hit. Turner will score. Lux is on his way to third. Bellinger, with the biggest hit of his career, has just given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
Woo!
Yes, Steiner called it biggest hit of his career, biggest hit, I believe, in the history of Dodgers.
Whoa.
Because it brought us.
He hit a home run in game 7 against the Braves last year, remember? In the NLCS. Broke the tie.
Brave Schmaves.
Brave
hated one.
Vic, they were down 3 games to 1. It was the NLCS. It was game 7.
They got to play the Braves.
They were trailing.
I get that.
The Braves were next on the schedule, Vic.
But to do it against the hated ones in their house with all that was riding on this insane season for the ages, the ancient angst, we don't have over 130 years of pure hate and animus for the Atlanta Braves.
But they hadn't won a World Series since 1988. It had been over 30 years since they had won a World Series.
It was a magnanimous hit. There's no doubt it was magnanimous. But last night, Belly, two strikes, two outs to take us home to the NLCS against the hated ones in their house.
It was a huge hit.
I mean, the dagger was bigger than the freaking sword of Damocles.
I don't know, Vic. I think
sword of Damocles.
I think when you have to come on and passionately sell the fact that it was the greatest rivalry game between these two in their history. I mean, I that was the pregame prediction about the impact. But once we watched the game and it ended on such a deflator mouse.
Not really. I was inflated.
That might be your line at of all time.
I got your Wilmer
Vic.
Flores right here.
I was inflated, deflated.
The Dodgers earned their check swing, man. We earned the call.
No, no,
we
Vic,
were getting
listen,
squeezed all night.
Don't you talk down to me. I'm not your engineer and your Lewis Hamilton. Don't you call me man. I'm
nobody
not telling
is
you
saying,
to pick for the Inters. Don't you call me man, Vic. Don't you come and disrespect
nobody
me.
Is saying the Dodgers would not have won, Vic. They hit 183 for the series. Wilmer Flores was 1 for 12. He was 0 of 17 against Max Scherzer. He was not getting a hit there. It was not happening. The only reason he was up to bat is because Justin Turner made an error at third base. We're not saying the Dodgers would not have won. They absolutely would have won the game. All we're saying is it sucks that it had to end that way, that it did not end on the very next pitch when Wilmer Flores flailed at a Max Scherzer slider and was struck out. And we could have had the celebration instead of the confusion to have closure in this historic series between these two bitter rivals. That's all we're saying.
There is no confusion. There's only clarity.
No, 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 Vic. I'm not going to let
There's
you do
clarity.
It. Vic, here,
there
here,
is no confusion.
No, 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 Vic, Vic. Not, you're not going to answer the question. You're not going to accept the statement. You're just going to be difficult. So let's just do this.
I am not going to waddle in the mire.
Please stop.
Check swing.
We have altered the call to where everybody can be happy. And Vic can feel like it really was the most impactful. Like, because, you know, if you have the greatest Dodger-Giant game of all time, it can't just be from the Dodger perspective. It has to be from a universal perspective, like the shot heard around the world or something like that. It has to be universally respected as a great moment, not just Vic thought it was great from the house. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly right.
It was a great moment. You ask any Dodger fan, it was a great moment.
Here we
it
go.
It was amazing.
0-2. Scherzer to Flores. Call strike three. The Dodgers win. The Dodgers are going to the National League Championship Series in a year like no other, where joy has been so hard to come by. Tonight, tears of joy.
Let them flow.
Tonight, there is joy in Mudville. These two teams won 109 games coming into this one. One game separated them in the standings. One game separates them in the National League Division Series, and one run separates them. The Dodgers win 2-1 in a remarkable game, in a remarkable season. My goodness.
My goodness indeed. Well done.
Beautiful editing. Beautiful.
Now I feel closure.
Beautiful editing.
And that's how it should have ended, Vic, with a called strike three.
There's some virtual fulfillment. We respect your opinion, Vic. The crowd
sure do.
The crowd split on it. Half the
moving
people think
you're
the worst.
Moving into NLCS, Dodgers in six.
Didn't you say Braves Schmaves just a second ago? I thought you just dismissed them.
They're going to win a couple games.
They'll win a couple games, Morton, Sean.
Freed Morton, lead singer from Aqualung, Ian Anderson. I got your Aqualung right here, Dodgers in six.
We love you, Vic. Great job.
Feeling you guys. Love you guys.
A great week of
love
great
you,
sports talk with you, Vic.
Enjoy this
what
journey.
A night.
Everyone, enjoy this journey.
Great rest sports talk.
And we'll be right back with the great Oral Hershiser for more perspective on this. Maybe he'll tell us the historical significance.
Love it.
And no reasons for action. Blind words.
Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Say you miss me, say you
day to be your home of the Dodgers. Big victory last night in Game 5. Dodgers win 2-1 over the Giants and win their 110th contest of the season. They advance to face the Atlanta Braves. It is a replay of last year's NLCS. Remember, the Braves jumped out to a 3-1 series lead there before the Dodgers won 3 in a row, punched their ticket to the World Series where they knocked off the Rays. Dodgers on deck tomorrow in that game 1, 4 p.m. First pitch from Atlanta is at 5:07 p.m. We know it's going to be Max Fried for the Braves. Still waiting for the official nod. Looks like it's going to be Max Scherzer. He alluded to that last night. For the Dodgers, it's all brought to you in part by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are, Morongo. Good time.
And joining us now to celebrate the one and only Oral Hershiser on a Frogman Friday. Oral Hershiser, one of the great Dodger pitchers of all time. Cy Young Award winner, World Series champion, fabulous analyst, and I'm sure he'll be bringing it home on Spectrum Sportsnet for the remainder of the playoffs with these Los Angeles Dodgers. As a great ambassador to the Azul, Oral Hershiser reaches many people. His love and ability to convey that feeling is not lost on our show, despite our snarkiness, our negativity, and our
overwhelming negativity.
Irredeemability is really the word. The Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline welcomes the Bulldog, Oral Hershiser. What's cracking, Oral?
How you guys doing, Panic Brothers?
Hey!
Great.
Wait, that was, hey, come on, it was pretty
close. Never been less panicked in our lives.
Jump right in, throwing barbs already.
Tell us, Oral, what do you make of the way that game ended? People are saying, you know, it's like comparing it to the end of Game of Thrones, like great series, you know, tough ending. I mean, the Dodgers were most likely going to win that game. They won the series. They out-hit them in the series. They outperformed them in the series. But the ending, you know, as an announcer, too, I don't know. How do you feel?
Well, I'm glad they won. It was a little odd the way they won because I don't think that was a swing. And I think everybody in the world after watching it again and again and again says it wasn't a swing. But you don't know that would have changed the results. You're in the ninth inning, down by a run, you know, man on first, two outs, a strike away. I think the Dodgers still win. But you know what? It's baseball. And I love the way Gabe Kapler handled it and said, you know, that's not the reason that we lost the baseball game. There were other parts of the game that we could have done better in. And that was true. And I think the Dodgers outplayed them, and I think they won the series.
Earl, what did you make of the decision to go with an opener? The way that Dave Roberts used his bullpen, you know, going for, I think a lot of us thought that maybe Urias would go five, maybe even six innings, and you'd only see Trinan out there after those first two. I think we were surprised that Bruce Dar Gratterall came out in the second. Kind of what were you thinking as it all unfolded in front of you?
Yeah, I think that the knee-jerk reaction is it wasn't traditional thinking. I think the other reaction is I've got to trust a organization that's won 8 division titles in a row and was a wild card with 106 wins and only lost by a game and really lost by a check swing call on Ruff earlier because that game wasn't out and that was worth 2 games in the regular season. So they really should have won 9 division titles in a row, but it seemed like the books got balanced. The opener, it's a strange thing, especially with a 20-game winner, and I'm not sure they would have done that with Max Scherzer or Clayton Kershaw or Walker Buehler, but with Julio, with the matchup and the way the opponent was going to put the lineup up there with the Giants are a matchup team, and the Dodgers decided to counteract that, and it worked. And, you know, every time we see somebody make a move and a move where there are other moves that logically could have happened, we always believe if it doesn't work out, the other move would have worked. So it's not true, right? The other move just didn't get a chance to work or not work. So they made the right move, and they did it. It was a strange move as far as, a do-or-die game, and it wasn't going to be really a bullpen game. But they had a lot of cards to play, knowing that Scherzer was out there. We still didn't use Joe Kelly. We didn't use Bickford. We didn't use Vessia. And those are all arms that you would trust in a do-or-die game.
In terms of the offense, and look, we know the Giants had been very good all season long, and Logan Webb was a big reason why the numbers look the way they look. But going into the Braves series, are you at all concerned about the offense? I mean, it wasn't terrible. They hit 239 in the series. They averaged over 3 runs per game thus far through the six games they've played. But at times, you know, look, they got shut out twice. Kind of where are you at with that side of the game?
Well, at the top of the order, you know, Mookie is doing unbelievable. The two Turners really need to start to figure it out a little bit. And I think their approaches, one, it's, I think the approach of Trey Turner is a little off. It's not his season approach. And I think Justin Turner's swing is a little off. Hopefully he can fix that, and hopefully Turner can calm down and get some strikes and start hitting the ball the way he can. I don't worry about Seager. I don't worry about Mookie. I don't worry about Will Smith. The bottom of the order is starting to really round into shape and do their thing. Now that we're away from a do-or-die game, it's going to be about a consistent approach. And then slowly as the series goes on, if we get backed into a corner and it does become do-or-die again, you've got to hope that one of the parts, when presented with the opportunity, gets it done. Because those do-or-die games, those back-against-your-wall games, you don't know who's going to get the opportunity. Over the course of 7 games, 10 games, 30 games, 162 games, you put your lineup in a position that you know they're going to get a certain amount of opportunities throughout that season or that stretch of games that they need to come through for you to do well. The shorter the time frame as far as a game, an inning, or whatever it is, that really puts the onus on the whole lineup of somebody's got to step up, because we don't know who's going to get up there in the key moment.
The great Oral Hershiser is our guest. Spectrum Sportsnet LA. You can watch him throughout the playoffs, chopping it up and keeping the rest of those dudes in line as the master of the house that he is. Oral, tell us overall. I mean, there was some weird stuff happened last night. The check swing, the opener, we've addressed it. What about Chris Taylor's bunt? What was up with that?
Yeah.
You know, I think they were going with a safety squeeze. I think that it was a pitch that was very buntable. He just got it in the air. He was trying to push it firmly towards first. Off a reliever with the long delay, I wouldn't have mind seeing that on the second pitch to let him get a look at the release point and tracking the baseball, you know, and see what you want to do then after pitch one. That was the only thing I thought of when it happened and he failed to get the bunt down. He's got a lot of swing and miss in him at times. And I think Dave Roberts was trying to stay away from, you know, the two-strike count and the swing and miss and really try and get that run in. And he probably had a lot of confidence in Chris Taylor. Chris Taylor had a lot of confidence in getting it down. He just didn't execute.
Well, that, of course, is the past. The future is the Braves. How much does this Braves team resemble the one that took a 3-1 series lead on the Dodgers that they ultimately came back to win? I know Max Fried, you know, kind of tied him up in that series, and he's going to get the game one start. But is this a very similar roster to the one that they faced last year?
I think it's similar as far as the quality of the starting pitching and the bullpen. They don't have Acuna Jr. He's been out with a major injury. Soler is on the COVID list, who is a big bopper at the beginning of their lineup. That's going to be a big hurt. They're going to have to avoid and not let Freddie Freeman beat them. That's kind of the Buster Posey bat on the Atlanta Braves. And they're going to grind it out. They're a grind-it-out team, but the strength of their team is their starting pitching. And the Dodgers can match that with their starters and also with their bullpen. I think the Dodger bullpen is for sure better than the Atlanta bullpen. It's much deeper. It can match up a lot more than the Atlanta bullpen. But the starters on their side, Fried included, and Anderson and Charlie Morton, those guys, they can really pitch. They can make it a very tight series. The Dodgers beat them 4-2 in the 6 games they played in the regular season. So we'll see how it turns out. It could be a team that does put us down a little bit, but I really think that the pressure, the experience, the coming back last year, I think the Dodgers are going to handle them this year again.
But what about the emotional hangover, the night train hangover? You know, a big series, crazy circumstances, long flight, East Coast. Are they going to come out flat, flatter than a pancake, Oral? Come on.
Come on, Petros. You played sports. You played at a very high level. You know the emotional, you know, makeup of athletes at that level. These are the A types of the A types. You saw Max Scherzer. Holy smokes. He's definitely going to pitch. He can't turn off the energy. He could care less about his body or how he feels. It's like, I've got it. I want the ball. No, I don't think there's going to be any hangover at all. I think that you're going to have another great approach. I hope they just don't try to get it done. On the offensive side, you have to get strikes. And when they're patient and they just pass the baton and they just apply their talent to the situation as far as getting strikes, getting the ball up, and working counts, they're really hard to beat because they force pitchers then to throw more than one quality pitch per at bat. And it is really hard to throw 80, 85% of your pitches at a very high level. You're going to make mistakes the more pitches you have to throw and the more times you have to hit the corner. And when you go for the corner and it leaks over the middle, that's when the Dodgers need to capitalize.
Hey, Oral, just kind of walk us through and share, you know, what it means if Max Scherzer doesn't start or does start, just in terms of his workload yesterday and how that could play into whether or not he's the game one starter tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a different generation, and I don't want to compare generations, but I think physically he can do it. I think that it has been done in the past. We've seen it with other pitchers. I think there's not going to be any wear and tear. In this generation, you're not expecting him to go 7 or 8 innings. If he gives you a solid 5, he gave us 4 1/3, I think it was in the wild card game, and that was enough. They won 3-1. So you're not looking for 7, 8, 9 and a tired bullpen, and you're our only quality guy. You're looking for just a nice amount to give us a chance to win. And in this generation, a nice amount is somewhere between 4 and 6 innings. And with the Dodger bullpen and depth, that would be enough.
Different guys, different makeup. Back when Oral
played.
It's
a different game. It's a different game, Petros. There is so much information. I mean, the level of play on every pitch, I think, is at the highest level it's ever been. The level of information on every pitch is at the highest it's ever been. And I think it is more taxing, not only physically, but mentally.
The great Oral Hershiser, ladies and gentlemen, he will tax you mentally when you when you come with negativity, and he knows that things are going to work out positively, and he thinks you're bringing down the fan base. He's going to let you know that you're an anchor on the swimming Dodgers. Play.
You know where you guys need to come out, Petros Money? You guys got to come out to Club Ravine after a Dodger win. That place is rocking.
Club Ravine?
The center field plaza where we do the post-game show at Dodger Stadium, and the fans are funneling out, and they're coming by, and they hang for a good 45 minutes to an hour while we do the post-game show.
Oh, those Giants fans are getting after Hairston.
Oh, yeah, they threw that blanket at his head. He freaked out.
Yeah, it was not nice.
It was awesome. Not that. I mean, just the party. I'm with you.
Get
I love
that off of me. That's what he said.
Absolutely love it.
It's a great, great, you know, afterglow after a Dodger win. It's a great place to gather and say we'll get them tomorrow when they lose. And I'll tell you what, it really makes the fan experience and coming to a game even better, pregame and postgame.
Well, come on. You're a fan. You get to have a meech out there and post out next to Oral Hershiser.
I mean, come on.
While he's talking.
I love it. I've been up in the booth the whole time. I didn't know, you know, I got to see it on camera. We did our postgame hits and stuff. But to go out there and actually do the show and be with the fans, it's fantastic.
Watch him get it cracking on Spectrum Sportsnet. LA. Oral, you are the absolute best. Thank you so much. Thank you for your measured approach and being the voice of reason when the rest of us are all chicken little. Man.
I'm going to keep texting you guys. I'm driving down the road, putting on the microphone and texting you.
Well, I get a little excited every once in a while. You know how
you
it
know
is,
the panic. You know what? The world needs the Panic Brothers as well.
The world
we
needs
need it all.
If there's no prisoner of the
put
moment.
Out an album.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, come on. We're already on it. But if there's no
is
prisoner.
There such thing as an album anymore?
Sure, there is.
That's a great point. We'll put out a digital a TikTok.
If there's no prisoner of the moments anymore, Oral, who will there be to free them?
Okay, I got you. You're like too deep for me, Petros.
That's right. My depth is amazing. Oral Hershiser, ladies and gentlemen.
The best.
Okay.
We'll be
I
back.
I accept your apology.
Yeah, we're sorry, Oral.
See you later,
I didn't know I had to apologize for anything.
All is forgiven. What? We'll be right back. We'll fulfill some requests. Still to come, Eric Dickerson, David Vasse remains in the sky on F1 Report. Everything you love about the Petros and Money Show. Doing its thing.
Doing it big.
On a happy day for Dodger fans on AM 570, LA Sports. Your home of the Dodgers.
Welcome to your life.
and Money Show.
AMS.
Podcasted at AM570LASports.com.
Got a bunch of games happening this weekend here in the family of AM570 and iHeartRadio. We have game one, most importantly, of the NLCS. It is Dodgers-Braves, a replay of last year's NLCS. Remember, the Braves stormed out to that 3-1 lead. Dodgers responded by winning three straight and advancing to the World Series. Game one is tomorrow, 5.07 p.m. first pitch. Max Fried for the Braves, still waiting on the official nod. We all believe it'll be Max Scherzer for the starter. Battle of Maxes. 4 p.m. Dodgers on deck with Tim Case, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times. And then tomorrow on AM 1150, we got UCLA Washington football kickoff at 5:30, countdown to kickoff at 3.
Maximilians, David Vesey and the Dodgers have landed. So they are headed right now to the ballpark, and David Vesey will join us in a little while to tell us the latest of what's going on. And right now, it is time for some Secret Textoso action on the Secret Textoso Rodeo Roundup.
The Secret Textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Why are you fools fighting Vic on such a glorious day? Doyer it up, fools. I don't care if it ended like the Simpsons softball game where Homer got beamed. As long as the Doyers win, that's the best win. Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, we're somewhere between the Cardinals guys and Vic. You know, people call me a homer. I say, thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
You know, I mean, come on, you know.
We're fine with it. Look, Oral put it best.
All right, we'll get there. I mean, we'll get there.
Oral said, look, they were going to win the game.
Just easy for a second. I'll get that there. Jeez.
It is. It is a little bit of a bummer that they couldn't win it on a dramatic swinging strike three or called strike three, because that's what was going to happen.
A ground ball, you know?
Yeah.
Something. Fly, anything.
That's all.
Club Ravine after a baseball game sounds like Petrus's version of hell. You know what? You know me well. You really do.
You mean you wouldn't want to be in a pack of rabid Dodger fans screaming and yelling and trying to fight your way to get on camera in the backdrop of Harpung, Hairston, Coletti, and Hershey? How about that? It's the big three H's. It's right. The 3-H club. Hartung, Hershiser, Harrison.
But then Ned, that? And then Ned's there.
And Ned.
Hey.
I need an H in my name. Oh, if it was the 4-H club, look the hell out.
If the Dodgers lost last night, they were going to have to wear that for two decades. I was more pumped than winning the World Series last year at a neutral site, Texas. Hey, that's somebody's opinion. You know?
They won the game.
I don't know how it's going to feel.
Call was the call.
You know, I mean, I don't know how it's all going to feel if they lose to the Braves. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Well, I mean, you read what Bill Plaschke said. It's like, you know, once they won the game against the Cards,
now
that's it.
You don't even have to win anymore.
World Series champs.
It's over.
Over. We want Houston. Come on. Let's get that Houston series at Dodger Stadium.
Well, we'll see what happens. Yaga, 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 yaksta. We need a full send today of our good luck anthem to carry the weekend. Yeah, I'm starting to resent this. Don't you have anything you can push there, Matt?
I do. I don't know. Let's see.
Turn it up, Ronnie. Come on, let's go.
Do you? 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 Do
Doyers. Doyers.
All right, strike three, Gabe Morales, the first base umpire. The Dodgers are going to the National League Championship Series. These two teams won 109 games coming into this one. One game separated them in the standings. One game separates them in the National League Division Series, and one run separates them. The Dodgers win 2-1 in a remarkable game, in a remarkable season. My goodness.
My goodness.
It was unbelievable. My goodness. My goodness. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. My goodness.
All right. Well, what if they go to the World Series? We're going to need more. All right.
It was unbelievable.
So there you go. There's your Dodger fanfare. All right. Jesus, man. There's your Dodger. Stop. You're killing us.
My goodness.
There's your Dodger fanfare.
Unbelievable.
We'll be back with your word number song. Thanks for sticking with the Petros and Money Show on a Frogman Friday.
If you buy yourself a tie, you can tell me.